Oh, yes. I mean, I think, the Victorians are really very odd people, actually, very, very, very odd. And I think I think modern readers have to grasp that the 19th century thought about blood, particularly, in a totally different way from we do. They didn't even have, as we know from Van Helsing, didn't even have blood groups yet, because if you did that to Lucy nowadays, she would probably die off from the wrong blood group. So they didn't actually even have blood groups yet. Blood is all about race and all about identity. So therefore, it's this kind of very different power than it has now, but much more medical for us, a machinery of the body, really. This is all about identity. You can still hear it in that kind of sense of they're not our blood and so on, but it's a very, very kind of different sense of it. And so they have very different medical ideas about blood too. So that idea of you must, if you're weak, the best thing to do is imbibe blood was a very common idea. The best way of treating mentally ill patients, as we see with Renfield, is very different ideas from ours now. Although it's not in the book, a common treatment in Victorian times would be to kind of stimulate the blood, and also to weigh people down with at least 5 pounds of potatoes a day.